Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, there is no way to sugarcoat this. The press conference that just happened between Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin was an absolute disaster for the United States. In fact, the entire meeting was disastrous beginning to end. The entire concept of a war criminal stepping foot on U.S. soil not only legitimizes Putin, but it then delegitimizes the United States. And I just want to be very clear, with the overall takeaway here. When Vladimir Putin is able to bring a bunch of Russian businessmen to the United States, they have a three-hour behind-closed-door meeting with Donald Trump, and then no deal is reached. All it does is reward Vladimir Putin's territorial aggression. When he invades next-door neighbor, when he kills civilians, children, and military personnel, and the only quote-unquote consequence is getting the red carpet literally rolled out for him, that only rewards his territorial ambitions and his aggression. It only normalizes him on the global stage, just like this press conference only normalizes him on the global stage. It is a disgusting presser. It is not diplomacy, and it's the worst act of quote-unquote diplomacy probably since the Zelensky meeting a few months back. There have been some other things that happened in between, but this was just disrespectful. I want to show you this clip of Donald Trump praising Vladimir Putin using all this flowery language while also saying that no deal was reached. We'll walk through the press conference, but make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler channel. We're very close to 1.5 million subscribers.
Today, I've always had a fantastic relationship with President Putin, with Vladimir. We had many tough meetings, good meetings. We were interfered with by the Russia hoax that made it a little bit tougher to deal with, but he understood it. I think he's probably seen things like that during the course of his career. He's seen it all, but we had to put up with the Russia hoax. He knew it was a hoax, and I knew it was a hoax, but what was done was very criminal. But it made it harder for us to deal as a country in terms of the business and all of the things that we'd like to have dealt with. But
what are you talking about? The reason why we couldn't deal business with Russia is because they invaded Crimea in 2014, violated international law, and we put sanctions on them. Vladimir Putin very intentionally manipulated Trump by bringing businessmen into the United States, like Russian oligarchs, people who haven't really earned their wealth but have stole it from the people of Russia. Putin brought them to the United States, had them schmooze Trump for a few hours with God knows what deals being cut. What deals were cut in that three-hour behind-closed-door meeting, by the way, which is a very, very valid question to ask. And will the mainstream media ask this question? It needs to be asked. Donald Trump looks over to Putin, and Putin looks to him, and he says, like, he uses Putin's name and says, we went through the Russia hoax. This is probably more disastrous than the 2018 Helsinki summit where Donald Trump was asked, do you trust Russian investigations and intelligence or U.S. intelligence from our own FBI? And Trump sided with the Russian intelligence because if he didn't, it would make him seem like an illegitimate president. If he concedes that Russia interferes with elections, then it makes him seem illegitimate, and he knows that. We have another clip of Donald Trump talking about Vladimir Putin in Anchorage, Alaska, announcing no deal has been cut.
And tell him what happened, but we had an extremely productive meeting and many points were agreed to. There are just a very few that are left. Some are not that significant. One is probably the most significant, but we have a very good chance of getting there. We didn't get there, but we have a very good chance of getting there. I would like to thank President Putin and his entire team, whose faces, who I know in many cases, otherwise, other than that, whose faces I get to see all the time in the newspapers. You're almost as famous as the boss.
He just called Vladimir Putin the boss, first of all. Vladimir Putin sitting here smirking smugly because he know he just won. And if you listen closely to what Trump said, he said, we didn't get there. We almost got there, but we didn't get there. So what he's saying is there was no deal. And this is how territorial aggression gets rewarded. There's been no condemnation from anybody in the Trump admin. Just limo rides, smiles. Putin even floated the idea of a future summit in Moscow at the end of this, and Trump didn't reject it. That's not strength. That is a man being played in front of the cameras on the global stage. Because if you think Putin sat for those 3 hours and didn't get a single extraction, a single concession from Donald Trump, then you're kidding yourself. Whether it's back-channel business deals or sanctioned relief or just the legitimacy that he gets from being there, he got a win. Here's the moment where they say, maybe next time in Moscow.
To thank you very much, and we'll speak to you very soon and probably see you again very soon.
What does that mean?
Thank you very much, Vladimir.
Next time in Moscow.
Oh, that's an interesting one. I don't know. I'll get a little heat on that one, but I could see it possibly happening. Thank you very much, Vladimir. Thank you. And thank you all. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And then here's the big thing. They walk off without taking a single question. They walked off without taking one question from the press. This was not a press conference whatsoever. That's not what a press conference is. This was a quick propaganda meeting for Vladimir Putin, for Russia. And Donald Trump walked into this meeting thinking he could charm Putin into peace or get something. Instead, he gave Putin a propaganda victory and got nothing in return. What did we get in return for the red carpet being rolled out? For U.S. troops going on their knees. Multiple U.S. troops had to get on their knees to roll out a red carpet for the Russian jets. Governor Gavin Newsom's press office says Trump had our brave American soldiers on their knees to roll out the red carpet for his best friend, Vlad. Disgusting. Here's Jake Tapper summarizing the meeting on CNN.
And he said he would probably see Putin very soon. He referred to a starting point. So, despite the fact that President Trump called this an extremely productive meeting, and there's no reason to suggest that it wasn't, there doesn't seem to have actually been anything achieved, at least according to what the two men just said.
So it was not a productive meeting. Maybe it was productive in a different sense, but it wasn't productive for Ukrainians' sovereignty. It was not productive for Europe in any way. It was not productive for the United States. It was productive for Russia. It was productive for the oligarchs of Russia, Donald Trump, and maybe Donald Trump's inner circle that will get cut in on some sort of hypothetical deal. But again, Trump has this narcissistic urge. To quote Vlad Vexler, he always says, he's a malignant narcissist who gets narcissistic supply from Putin, meaning when he speaks to someone that's more powerful from him, or more powerful than him, he gets this sort of buzz, like a nicotine buzz. It's like narcissistic supply in a way, or at least it fulfills him in an inner level. That's how I view it. He gets this self-fulfillment from his own glorification, and his own glorification comes from Vladimir Putin and Kim Jong-un and powerful dictators addressing him and liking him. So Donald Trump mistook Vladimir Putin flattering him and fulfilling his narcissistic supply, nourishing his own glorification. He mistook that with some sort of actual chance at peace. But no, Putin got exactly what he wanted here. That's the bottom line. An American president helped him launder his image on the global stage. An American president literally rolled out the red carpet. Meanwhile, Ukraine's president wasn't even in the room. The countries whose fate was being discussed was not in the room. This meeting was a disgusting display for the United States that very, very easily set us back decades in terms of diplomacy. I know that every single person in the Bush administration, I know that Mike Pence, a lot of them are probably disgusted at the fact that American foreign policy has regressed to the point where we are welcoming Vladimir Putin on U.S. soil. I mean, do you guys remember when Trump posted this on Truth Social? He said, "What Vladimir Putin doesn't realize is that if it weren't for me, lots of really bad things would have already happened to Russia. And I mean really bad. He's playing with fire." This is the president openly admitting that he has shielded Russia from the consequences of their actions. I'm going to leave it there, but if you appreciate the videos we make, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe below. I'll see you all in the next one.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just $10.
$10 for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.